All right, HCC, time for another Greenfest interview. I'm going to throw it over to Chris, who is currently at the festival right now, for a nice little interview.
Chris Oviedo here, Dragon Digital Radio, and we are live at Greenfest, and our next guests are here. I have two lovely ladies here with me this morning, Pat Hersey and Alyssa Nifel-Batiste. I apologize.
That's okay.
For butchering your name. And they are the co-founders of Less Plastic. And thank you guys, first of all, for coming in this morning. And I have a feeling you guys have an interesting story to tell, so I would like to find out a little bit about you guys first before we talk about Less Plastic, because I already know that Alyssa does a couple things.
I do a couple things.
Right?
Yes. I'm also a realtor. Mm-hmm. Anybody looking to buy or sell a house? But I work also in healthcare.
Right, and right. That's how I know you. Yeah. You've checked my husband out a couple times.
He's all good.
Yeah, he's all good. And then, Pat, how about you?
I'm an RN.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys are both in the health industry. So health industry transitioning into less plastic. How did that come to be,
Pat? Well, after the present administration came in, mm-hmm. we had a feeling that they were not going to take care of the environment, and we joined Indivisible HOCO Maryland, and they had an environmental action team, so we were one of the founding members of that, and we would do different activities, and so we had finished one activity, and we were trying to see what we need to do next,
mm-hmm.
and we started talking about our disdain for plastic, and we said, you know, somebody should do something.
And then we're somebody.
So with sheer determination, we said, let's do something. And so we got our little trifold, and we decided through education and legislation, we were going to work to make a difference.
Okay.
And we're very proud to say that we have done numerous tabling events to promote education and community awareness. We actually have a bill that passed in the state legislature this year, HB 1166.
Okay.
I'm very proud of.
And what is HB 1166? Let's talk about it.
Okay.
You guys are so proud of it.
So that was an enabling bill.
Okay.
And so Howard County is a little unique that they need permission to put a fee on plastic bags. So
okay.
We had to go to the state to get permission. And so that was successful after one try. So
okay.
That's an accomplishment in and of itself.
Well, that says something about it. It says something about the
right.
Not just the county, but the state, I guess, in general,
right.
Really seeing this as an issue.
Well, and that's what it was. It was also one of our other members, Joel Horowitz, was the one that actually took the bill and went to our state delegate, Terry Hill, to ask her to sign on and be the sponsor. So we needed a sponsor. And that's sort of how it got the ball rolling. And then through efforts with other environmental groups around the county, kind of helped us to promote it, get signatures, you know, get public awareness, write-in, call-in to their county council members, their delegates. And really, you know, that group, local group, you know, grassroots effort, it was amazing how just, you know, ordinary group of people came together. You know, Pat and I had no experience. We're like on the job. People coming to us and asking us, you know, advice and whatever. We don't know what we're doing either, you know, but we're doing it.
I mean,
we just figured it out with common sense.
Yep.
And, you know, but help from other people, the participation has been really incredible to see. The, like I said, grassroots groups. Group, what? I can't talk.
We're making words this morning. It's okay.
We've been working really hard.
There you go. And that's why you're tired, because you've been saying that so many times.
But it does. You know, we are, you know, really started with just the two of us.
It was just Pat and I. Really.
Really decided that we're going to do this. And it's really a wonderful story that we have so much power. The people have so much power if they decide to do something. And so we're now at the point where we have to get the governor to sign on, and then we will go forward to the county council. But we already have a sponsor and co-sponsor for the bill for that.
So you're trying to say that voting does matter? Is that what you're trying to tell
really
us? That
does.
People does have
yes.
power, and that when you go and
yes.
vote, it makes a difference?
Well, as we were doing all our tabling.
Yes.
We were also knocking on doors
to
get the right people into the right places, because I am so proud of living in Howard County for the people that we have. Terry Hill was a gift.
Clarence Lamb was a gift.
Opal Jones is gone.
Everybody.
I mean, we are so lucky to be. So let's utilize them.
Yeah.
They want to do the right thing, but they need to know what the people want.
Exactly. So we encourage them. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, that I call it encouraging. You know, it's fine. We need legislation, of course, to make it a bill, to make it happen. But it's the people that have the idea that show that the interest in it, and we go to our, you know, county representatives or, you know, state representatives and let them know, look, all these people here really do care and they want to do something. We're involved, and we're not going to just drop the ball. We're not just voting and then going back to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting involved. We're doing something. And that is really what I found to be incredible. The more people that get involved, we have somebody in our group who's actually just figured out a way to take T-shirts, old T-shirts, and make them into reusable bags.
Yeah.
And then she's got a couple of people helping her. So the whole thing is growing. We're getting involved with the Howard County Public Schools, the Green Schools. We're doing demonstrations and presentations with them. So it's just a snowball effect. You know, it started with one idea. And I really commend Pat for it, really. It was her idea. And I say to her, and I call her my sister resistor, you know, whatever she wants to do, okay, let's do this, okay, I don't know, whatever you want to do, okay, we're schlepping along, you know, boxes and bags, I mean, it's us, you know, setting up tables, it's usually us, you know.
The two of you,
But, you know, that's just kind of how it started, but it's certainly grown, and HOCO Climate Action has been a big part, a lot of their people. You know, our Revolution has, you know, there's a lot of groups, different groups in Howard County, and they have different, like, subcommittees or action teams, if you want to call it. And if those people want to get involved with maybe healthcare or immigration, environment, and so those people get pulled together and then it grows. And that's how it's happened. And it's just all local, you know, grassroots people.
And another beautiful little ripple of this is the fact with the T-shirts, now we have an actual grocery store, L.A. Mart, at Oakland Mills Village Center, who is accepting our reusable bags and giving them out for free. Because one of the things that people are concerned about with this bill is that, oh, you know, what about the people who don't have a bag?
Right.
Well, if you have an old T-shirt, we will make you a bag.
That's great.
And that has been another successful, beautiful thing that's happening with this.
So we've talked about what you guys are all for, right? But let's talk about the why. You know, why are you guys, why do you guys care so much? Well, you have T-shirts, you have matching T-shirts that say, less plastic, please, right? So why are we asking people to use less plastic? Why is it important?
Boy.
We are in a
seriously, too many statistics. We are in a plastic pollution crisis.
Okay.
Every minute of every day.
Let's emphasize that word again.
Yeah.
Crisis. Plastic pollution crisis.
In every minute of every day, a garbage truck full of plastic enters our waterways. That should be enough right there.
Every minute, I'm trying to picture this, you know, it's like every minute, like right now there's a truckload of plastic waste going
into the ocean.
Which
then, affects all the marine life.
So if we talk for 30 minutes today, that's 30 truckloads of trash going into the ocean. I mean, let's picture that for a moment.
Yeah.
You know, let that sink in for a moment, because I don't think we really understand that.
No.
And as you were saying, Alyssa, so what is that doing? I mean, why do we care that, you know, I mean, it's not right here in front of me. It's not in my house. It's not in my neighborhood.
Right.
So why do I care that it's going into the ocean? The ocean is
so
big. It looks infinite, right? It looks so big.
Right.
So why do I care that it's going in there?
Yeah. Well, how about when the plastic breaks down, it becomes like this soupy matter, you know, and the other thing, the fish, the wildlife, or, you know, there was the whale. How about the whale that
just
found?
This week.
Another
this
one.
Week, not the only one.
Yeah, was found beach, pregnant, opened her belly up, 40 pounds or something like that, of plastic inside.
So we're literally killing
marine
life. Yeah.
We're doing our little science experiment on ourselves that we don't know what the outcome is, because those fish as the plastic breaks up, it goes into smaller and smaller pieces. Those small pieces turn into little magnets for other toxins in our waterways. And so what happens is that the little fish will eat that, and then the bigger fish will eat those little fish, and then the bigger fish will eat those fish. And so that's all biomagnification of this toxic plastic. And then we go fishing and eat those fish.
Right.
So then, and we are eating plastic.
Right.
And we have, you know, plastic byproducts.
Right.
Same in the water. A lot of people don't realize the plastic water bottles are made up of byproduct of fossil fuels. So the reduction of plastic itself, not using them, it's not recycling. We want people to refuse plastic, really.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic, of course, there's benefits to some plastic. We're using plastic. But the reusable, the throwaway plastic is what we're trying to get people, you know, bring in your reusable water bottle. I bring this into Starbucks. I bring it into, you know, other places. I have one for hot. I have a bottle for cold. So I can reuse that
right. Instead
of getting another plastic cup or, you know, and making it into the garbage can. But it's just a matter of getting people, the more you stop at the source of producing plastic, the less fossil fuel, you know, needs to be produced.
Right.
And that's what people don't realize.
Recycling is so confusing for people, so if we just completely stop the source, then we don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
I mean, we don't have to worry about this plastic, where do I put it, what do I do with it.
Right.
But if we just simply don't get it, then
right. Problem
solved,
exactly.
Right? But it takes more than just, I mean, we can start in our households, but I think you guys are, you know, you guys hit it right in the head, you know, the nail right in the head of going straight into legislation, because it has to come. We can make efforts at home, and it's going to make a big difference, because we all know that small steps, you know, end up making a bigger picture, right? But in an issue like this, that it's a worldwide crisis, it should come from above and trickle down, and we also, from down, start working our way to make an impact up top. So
that's what I say, go local, go, you know, you start, well, starts local and goes global.
Right.
The thing. And the other saying I like is, one person can't do everything, but everybody can do one thing.
Everybody can do
so
something.
It's one thing.
Right.
If you could just pick one thing.
Right.
You know, maybe it's just stop buying plastic water bottles. And I have a funny story. My husband was buying cases of water, and I said to him, my God, if when that last bottle is gone, I swear to God, you cannot come in that house with another plastic, you know, a case of water. I'll have to resign from my own group. You know, in a darkness, I'll have to be hot. You know, you can't.
Right.
And he has. You know, he's realized it.
Right.
But again, you know, people don't understand the implications of it. I didn't either.
Right.
How do you know unless you're informed of it? And the more you learn, the more, you know, it becomes second nature. And hopefully pass it forward to somebody else and let them know.
Absolutely.
Because I'm thinking, what's wrong with a water bottle? I just recycle it.
Right.
They're not recycled. They're really not.
Right.
You know,
Right. And we've seen the videos of, you know, this water bottle it's been in here for so many years,
well,
because you can see it, right?
450.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's still, like, intact.
Yeah.
Right. It's still
exactly.
the same.
Right.
So you just... It's not like you said, it's not just recycling, because that's really not doing anything. It's not solving the problem.
Well,
we're not getting rid of it.
Right. Recycling is the last R.
Right.
And recycling is not a get out of jail free card. You know, people say, but I recycle, so they think they can do nothing else.
Yeah.
So recycling really isn't doing something good for the environment. It's just doing something a little less bad.
Okay.
So,
and that's an important distinction,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a very important distinction when it comes to plastic. I think recycling works for other things that actually biodegrade, you know, like quickly, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, fast, cardboard, you
mm-hmm.
know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But plastic, I think, is the exception when it comes to recycling. So it's good
right.
to make that distinction and help people understand, help people like myself, you know, until I saw the videos of the turtles with the straws.
Right. Right.
And their nostrils. I mean, it was just it hurts. It hurts
mm-hmm.
to see that. And since then, I really, really, really try not to use straws when I go. I have the lids. You know, if I don't have my water bottle with me and I have to get a plastic cup, I don't put the lid on it.
Right.
And
right.
and people are looking at me like, you're gonna spill that all over, lady. And I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah.
A turtle is gonna be safe because of it. I can wash my clothes.
Yeah.
It's all right. So you know, we're running out of time, unfortunately. I do know that, speaking of making bags with T-shirts, there was a workshop right here at 11 a.m. It might still be going.
That's our,
At room 165. So if people have questions on how to do it, you guys are going to be here all day.
Okay.
Where are you guys here in the SET building? Just to give people an idea where they can find you if they have questions on how to make that, and how to make those bags. Where do we find your table?
Pretty much when you come in that front door.
We're table just, number one.
Yeah. Table number one. Okay, so look for table number one.
Less plastic.
We are running out of time, unfortunately, but is there anything else before we wrap our conversation up that you want to tell our listeners, that you just want to remind everybody who's here because they're listening here as we are talking right now live on GreenFest and everybody who's listening on our stream?
Right. Well, at 3 o'clock today, I'm doing a presentation on the intersection of climate change and plastic pollution. I think that is something that people don't make that connection.
And where is that happening at?
That's going to be happening in room 109.
Okay, so room 109, 3 p.m., and just a little overview, like a quick overview. Let's cheat right now. Let's give them a little look.
Yeah, sure. So where do they intersect? They intersect at fossil fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So plastic, most people, when they think of plastic pollution, they don't think of, you know, climate change.
Right.
But it's actually two sides of the same coin. And we are in such a crisis right now. And plastic pollutes, gives off methane at every stage. Extraction, production, and disposal, methane is released.
Let's just repeat that statistic that we shared at the beginning. Every minute, just so the people, you know, really get that picture, and maybe that will bring them over at 3 p.m. for the workshop. So if you can just repeat that statistic for everybody.
Every minute of every day, a garbage truck full of plastic enters our waterways.
So picture that. Come learn more about it. 3 p.m. at room
109
with Pat and Alyssa from Less Plastic, the co-founders.
Less Plastic, please.
Less Plastic, please.
Yeah.
So where can we find more information if people want to just, you know, after today, they can't make it today? Where can they find out? Where can they get in touch with you guys?
Our website is, we have a website and a Facebook page.
Less Plastic, please.
Less Plastic, please.
Less Plastic, please.
.org?
COCO?
I do know that if you go on Facebook though and you just search on the search bar on Facebook for Less Plastic, you will find them. So
and we give out information. I try to keep people updated with what's happening now and try to get people aware and educated.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today, this morning. And for what you guys are doing, for educating us all on why we need to consume less plastic, please. Have a wonderful Saturday, and we're going to go back to some music now.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We hope you all enjoyed that interview. Come back for our next one in about half an hour or so, and we're going to throw to some music in the meantime. Enjoy the tunes.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.